Austin, Texas took in some 2,000 families displaced by Katrina and Rita. All but about 300 of them have been moved out of hotels and into apartments and other housing. Paul Hilgers is the city's director of neighborhood housing and community development. He says he's worried about the next deadline on March 1st.
Our looming crisis is that March 1st deadline to tell people that they're on their own for paying for apartments that we know they can't afford. The governor of Texas has asked for, I think, a June time frame for that reimbursement to stop, which would give us a lot more time to address some of these families' needs. When you realize that we're talking about Christmas holidays and all of the holidays through January, you're talking about 1 month, January to February, before these families are going to be notified that they're going to be on their own. So that's the big challenge for us in Austin.
Mr. Hilgers, difficult question, but when you talk about extending that March 1st deadline into June, you've got many people who are living in New Orleans, a city that had an abundance of low-cost housing where you could pay $200 or $300 and rent or pay the mortgage on a house. Will they ever be able to afford those apartments?
Not in Austin. Not without additional jobs and additional subsidies. They simply won't. And so as of February the 1st, we are working diligently to develop long-term housing plans. And for some families, this will not be a problem. For many families, this is going to be a major problem because they simply don't have the means to pay for the housing that they're in currently.
How do you develop a long-term housing strategy for a family that may still hope to return to New Orleans at some point?
Well, that's a great question. One of the things we've learned is that for FEMA, long term is 18 months. Some families who came to us in this disaster have lived in very, very substandard housing that was very cheap relative to Austin standards, particularly families who paid less than, you know, $200 a month for housing in the Ninth Ward that were not even on public housing. So some of these families will be part of our population forever if they choose not to go back to New Orleans. But the families need to be given the options. These are very strong and resilient people, and they need to be given every option available to them to make their own choices. And so we want to provide them the support that they need while they're recognizing just how changed their lives really are, which some of these people, I think, have been in denial about just how bad their situation may be back home.
There are incredible stories of hospitality all over the country where cities and communities have opened their arms, but there is also a worry in some cases that the evacuees would somehow be stigmatized, that it might be hard to find permanent housing because there might be people who might not want to rent to them. Has that been the case in Austin?
Well, not at all. And again, I think that Austin was fairly unique. We changed the word evacuees to guests. These people were considered our guests. The mayor of Austin met every bus that came to the convention center personally. And we were very proud of the work that we did in welcoming them to our city and treating them as guests. And that's the philosophy we're continuing to maintain in serving them.
Mr. Hilgers, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Paul Hilgers is Director of Neighborhood Housing and Community Development for the City of Austin.